This is our one thing week at Intentional Living. I'm Randy Carlson along with Jennifer and Steven. Welcome to the show here today as we continue. This whole week we've been focusing on what does it really mean to experience life the way God intended. I want to get into that a little bit later in the show today and try to teach a little bit from Scripture exactly what this means. This is not a performance-based religion or a performance-based faith. It's about what the Bible teaches when it says, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast, right? And so that's 100% God's working in our life. But it goes on to say in the next verse, verse 10, you're a masterpiece, and you've been made for good works. And the good works, when we live it out in our marriage and family and our daily obedience, in essence, of what Bible teaches, trickles down after God gets the glory into beautiful things in our family, in our life, in our relationships. It's a blessed thing. As Jesus said, we're blessed. And the blessing that comes our way often is just the peace that we feel and the contentment in whatever circumstance we're facing. So that's what we're talking about today as we continue talking about the power of one thing and being intentional in your life.
So my intentional moment for 30 days is going to be to wake up each morning and start my day by telling myself one thing I am grateful for each and every day.
My name is Barbara. I have a problem with saying I can't, and my intentional for the next 30 days will be to get can't out of my mouth because I can't.
One thing that I would like to do intentionally for the rest of the year and start over next year too would be to be more intentional with our finances, like be in charge of them instead of them in charge of us. Just try to listen more to where God believes to do with it and know how to do that.
All right, listen, those things will make a difference. I hear a lot of the testimonies and stories left on our comment line about I want to, or for the next 30 days, I think I'll do this. Listen, that's why we say about the power of one thing. Each of us can do one thing. And here's the question. What one thing in your life, and you decide which area of your life it is. Maybe your marriage isn't working. And you realize, man, I'm trying to control my spouse. Next 30 days, I'm going to knock off all the criticism. Maybe it's money. Lord, this is your stuff. The next 30 days, I'm just going to stop using that credit card and doing things because I want to on the spur of the moment. Bring you glory and of course, the trickle-down benefits there. Maybe it's you're a mom or dad, and you find yourself yelling at your kids, and you know the guilt that rolls in afterward, and you're going to hold yourself accountable. 30 days, I can stop the yelling. Is that good works? I think it is. Those are good things that you're doing. Those are things that will make a difference every day in your life. So tell us about it on our storyline, 888-888-1717. Tim on the line, known as bus driver Tim to us around here. Appreciate your call, Tim. I love where you're going to go with this based on what I see on the screen. Tell us, what is that one thing?
One thing is I teach my grandkids and all my kids know my why.
Yeah, what is your why?
My why is by serving and giving from my heart. They see the kind and compassionate way that I give and serve from my heart. And I teach them that you have to have goals, dreams, and you got to know what your why is. And if you know what your why is, you put it, sprinkle it into everything that you do every day.
So where's God in all that? Where do you put God in the middle of your why?
It's because I serve on the weekend. I'm a producer. I'm always at church. We have three services. I'm at Northridge Church all the time. And my wife works there, and everybody asks me why. Huh. How long have I been working there? And I said, I don't work there. I'm a volunteer.
And why do you do that?
Years. Because that's where you get all your blessings.
All right.
The paycheck changes everything. When there's no paycheck, you don't have to worry about it. You just do it and serve from your heart and you give to God.
So teaching your kids to serve, that they're here for a purpose.
That's right.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you, the kids growing up today, Tim, I don't know if they feel there's much purpose. I mean, you look at what's going on in the world. Turn the news on this morning, like protest all over this country, war going on around the world. And I can see where kids checking out thinking, boy, I'm just going to bury myself in the next dance TikTok video. But teaching kids that they do have their why, I heard the statement. It was the way back in the 4th century BC that there was the art of war, and he made a statement, the writer of that from China, he made the statement that a tactics without a strategy is the noise before defeat. And I thought, boy, that's really true. We live our lives with a lot of doing stuff. We call it unintentional living, without a sense of purpose, without a sense of goal and meaning and dreams. And what does the Bible teach? And so in getting that instilled in the lives of our kids is huge.
Yeah, and I start the day at 4 o'clock every morning on the Bible. This is Mr. Tim from Detroit, the bus driver. And I'm fairly new to your station. I joined it with the fundraiser that you guys had last
thank
week
you
or so.
Appreciate it.
And I tell you what, I had over 300 kids on my bus. I had 12 hours yesterday. I had 4 schools and 2 field trips. Huh. And so they all get to know Mr. Tim, and
Mr.
they
Tim.
Know what my why is. They see my heart.
And you know what? You know as well as I do, Tim, they got a lot of parents on that, the kids on that bus with homes where they don't know their why, or their why is really messed up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, some of these kids I have more of a relationship with than some of their parents. Unfortunately, they're both working 2 jobs or doing something. Every morning I look in their eyes and say, good morning, every day. You get on the bus, how's your day? They have a problem, I know about it, and I pray over the seats every day. God's just good. But you got to know what your why is. You got to know what you're doing every day. You got to get up and go and get it.
That's right, man. Listen, if you don't know what your why is, you're going to be chasing the wrong stuff in life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that. I've been in that case before. So can't do it without Jesus. He's the biggest giver there ever was.
Amen. Glad you're listening. Hey, how'd you find us? How'd you find 93.1? How'd you find it?
I was at the prop shop and for church where we build everything, and I was driving on that day, the eclipse day. I'll never forget it. And I only had 1 school, and I was praying and in my car, and then you guys came up with, I hit 93.1, and they said, hey, we need $120. I'm thinking, okay, I can give $120. God, if you want to make this happen, give me the number. And you gave me the number.
So you're saying you just found us, and then you called in to support right away.
Yeah, and then people were jumping on board, and who wants to get on Mr. Tim's bus?
Yeah, a lot of people were doing that. Thank you, Tim, for your support. Hey, what a story. Don't you love a bus driver with that kind of attitude? That's terrific. I love anybody with that kind of attitude, frankly. We're talking about the power of one thing. You know, when we talk about intentional living, and we mention about experiencing life the way God intended, let me just show that the basic 2 things that we really focus on is this. What is one thing that you could do today, be today, think today, emote today, relate today, that would bring glory to God and benefit to you and help you grow in your relationship with Him and the things that you're facing in your life? I don't mean that we're not living in the clouds. You got a marriage you got to deal with and kids you got to deal with. So what one thing could you do to start being intentional in that area of your life today to make a difference? That's one thing. And the other is make that a habit. And that's why we talk about 30 days, thinking that maybe if I start to change the way I think or the way I speak, the way I respond, that one thing over the next 30 days, if I make that a habit, if that becomes a habit in my life, man, I'm going to have a greater blessing and more peace and contentment. That's for sure. All right, let's get back to the calls. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Dawn, and my husband and I have been married for 29 years, and we've always gone by the rule never to blame one another, because in the beginning, that's what happened with Adam and Eve, is that they blamed one another, and look what happened. So, you know, we just go by that intentional living rule of not blaming one another and asking each other objective questions and live in understanding and in godliness. God bless you.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Good evening, Dr. Andy. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so thankful for you being online every day, and I so enjoy your program. Even saved my marriage, and I'm so thankful that I got so much of advice, and I'm still getting every day. God bless you, and God bless your ministry.
You're very welcome. Thank you for supporting us on our journey here. You know, we started all this many years ago, and it was a program we called Parent Talk. Some of you remember Dr. Kevin Lehman and I working together and had a lot of fun helping parents. You know, but over the years, I realized that parenting is one part of an entire lifetime. And if we're intentional with parenting, that's going to make a big difference in our family. But you know, that's only one area of your life. I found that some people can be very intentional in one area of their life and blow it in another. We can be intentional with how we handle money, and you're doing great with the finance, but your marriage is falling apart. That's not God. That's not what God wants for us. And so we really broaden this to look at the key isn't so much just what area it is. It's every area of our life. We can experience every area of our life the way God intended, not perfectly, but we get started breaking inertia by saying, okay, what is that next right one thing that would make the biggest difference? And sometimes, frankly, it's just a pause, isn't it? And take time to hear what God wants to say to us. Thank you for your calls. By the way, your story is always welcome at 888-888-1717.
My one thing is intentionally having a prayer and having God in my heart all the time.
My one thing is I really want to stop being so judgmental.
My one thing would be I try to stay encouraged even through the hard times in life.
My one thing is to not have a critical eye and heart toward the lost.
The one thing for me is I would like to read from Proverbs every day.
You know, I want to commit to reading the scripture. I just got baptized.
All right, a lot of people saying, I want to start this thing. How many will follow through? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Love to hear your story. 888-888-1717 as we go back to the calls.
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Eric from Jackson, Michigan. Oh, I always hear your prompts to call in. I never do. I just felt very, very pushed to call in, very prompted to call in. So I just want to share as far as like what I've been doing in my life and my prayer walk and my pursuit of the Lord is that in the past, pre-Jesus, now that I've been able to build a relationship with Him and listen to the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit, I now will take a situation where in the past I was very quick to verbally, emotionally, or physically respond in a certain way. Obviously, all those around me knew how I was going to respond in different situations, so I had the reputation for the various different responses that were less than favorable, right? Let's be honest. Through my prayer life and my relationship with our Lord and guidance of the Holy Spirit, I've been able to take these situations, and my motto is pause, pray, and then proceed. So I try to pray throughout the day just on every situation, every scenario to maintain that relationship and that conversation with the Holy Spirit. And when I get into a situation or a conversation or something happens, I'm able to now, through the pausing, acknowledge the situation and then realize, oh, okay, right now I'm having an emotional response to this situation. And I don't like the emotional response that I'm having. So that right there is a human experience, but I know that the Holy Spirit is leading my spirit to not respond. And it's always revealed to me that this is a human emotional response or a physical response to this situation. That's not how we have to respond. I can choose different responses. So I take these situations and I'll package them up like wrapping a present. And then I give this to you, God, because I know all things are possible with you and through you, and I can't handle this. Eric in the flesh cannot handle this without you. And it's been really, really amazing. And it's incredible what we can get through. And then the icing on the cake for me is that we do daily devotionals with my wife, and we listen to your radio channel basically continuously, nonstop at every opportunity possible. And again, the music talks to us and keeps us really just engaged and focused. And it helps battle the intrusive thoughts. And when these scenarios arrive, we now have the strength in Christ to decide, oh, we don't necessarily have to jump in the fire with this scenario. And the cool thing that has recently happened is that that's kind of been my way to share the relationship I have with our Lord to those around me, because they know who I was in the past, and they now are seeing me in different situations and scenarios and communication, and they're like, who are you, and what did you do with Eric? So that's been just a complete blessing.
Yeah, wow. There's another success one thing story. And left on our comment line, by the way, we've got lots of stories. We love yours because we want to use it to hear what's going on in your life, what's God teaching you. Share it on our comment line, 888-1717 today. Kim, you're next in Michigan with your one thing.
One thing that I do intentional, I feel that it's praying for my son. 2 years ago, my son walked out of our lives at 22 and got a girl pregnant and ended up marrying her. But we have not been able to be a part of their lives at all. He just shut us down. We don't have his phone number. I do know where he lives right now, and we have gone over there. We've sent presents at Christmas time and birthdays, and this last Christmas, he sent them all back. He brought them all back. So I'm lost. I don't know what to do. So my one intentional thing is to pray for him every day for the next 30 days.
Wow. And that was left on our storyline. Maybe you relate. You know, we talk about one thing. It's not always about, hey, I just want to lose some weight or I just want to get happy. And some of you are in deep, deep pain. And there's some things you control, some things you don't control. And I tell people, in the areas of your life outside that circle of control that you have, man, you can have influence. And it's a powerful time to be praying, right? Praying, in this case, praying for that son, praying for that daughter, praying for that situation. God, I can't control it. I wish I could, but I can't. You can do what you need to do in that life, and I give this person to you in Jesus' name. And then I do the things I can do. I can encourage. I can remain open. I can continue to serve other people. And I don't allow that situation to drag me down, keeping me from growing in my own life, right? And so that's a reminder, and I appreciate that comment. We get so many like that that come in. Positive ones, hard ones, difficult ones, struggling ones. But you know what? The power of one thing intentionally makes a difference in every situation. We're talking about tripwires. And as I was thinking about this, there's a third one that I think of. It's a tripwire when we fail to reach a desired goal. In your life, we all have goals. Could be a goal to have a great marriage. Could be a goal to have a business. It could be a goal to raise your kids. You know, we all kind of have goals, spoken or unspoken. And there's something about those moments of failure in our life when things don't work out. I think that should be a tripwire. I think that should stop and cause us to be shaken out of the autopilot and ask some questions about what just happened here. What is God's intention in this failure? What is my intention?
One thing I would like to unpack is the continued restoration of my marriage with my husband.
One thing that we could do to change our marriage, just spend 5 minutes every night before we go to bed in prayer together.
The one thing that I've learned about myself being married would have to be things that I learned how to love myself.
My name is Diana. My intention is my marriage will be a godly marriage. I'm a Christian. My husband is an unbeliever. Lord knows I need prayer.
What one thing do you do in your marriage that helps you to have a happy and healthy marriage? And that is praying together.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, just touch again. You got a circle around you for a few feet that represents those areas that God has given you some control over. Your thinking, your attitude, your response, your words. And you get into Scripture, you'll read in Ephesians 5 if you want to get an outline of what happens in that circle of control. There's four or five things in there that you can control. Go and read it, Ephesians 5. But outside that circle, that's what we call the area of influence. A lot of prayer, a lot of concern, but also a lot of trusting in the process. All right, intentional living for the young and the old, even college students like Simply, who's giving us a call from Tennessee with one thing.
I've been intentional this past semester. I'm a college student. I'm a senior this year. I've been very intentional this semester about being more organized with my school life and decluttering my life and making sure that I just make time for the things that I have to do, and then saying no to other things so that I stop overcommitting myself. And then also I have a planner and a calendar and a couple of other different organizational tools that help me stay on track with things. But this next part of my life, I've been trying to declutter myself from relationships. I'm taking a year off from boys and from dating and all of that for 1 year so that I can grow in the Lord and with the Lord and grow to know Him better and use that time to really delve into Bible study groups and just studying my Bible every single day and just developing my relationship with Him more.
There you go. Gen Z, you know, coming up. Thank you. And the young ones, the millennials too. Whatever group you're in, to be intentional. That's great. Signing off, boys. Not a bad decision. Not a bad decision, ladies. All right. Hey, you know, these are some of the comments that have been left on our storyline. Here's one that's coming in from, and he'll give his name, James, but he doesn't listen to us on the radio. He catches us on the podcast.
Yes, this is Jim calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I just got done listening to one of the podcasts on the Power of One Thing. It was very inspirational. And just want to thank you for your radio show. And it's nice, I can listen to it whenever I want on the computer. If I can't listen to it while it's actually being aired, I can listen to it at a different time. And having the archives is nice also. So my one thing for 30 days is to get up earlier. I'm setting my alarm for 4:45. I want to get up at 4:45 and have my quiet time with the Lord while everyone else is still sleeping. Because once people start getting up, it's hard to have my quiet time. That's my one intentional thing for 30 days.
All right. Glad you're listening, Jim, on the podcast. It's available around the world. Can I encourage you to be an ambassador of this message of living intentionally in Christ? Share with your friends and family, hey, this is an interesting podcast. Send it to them. And you can find out more at our website at theintentionallife.com. Another comment, this one coming in from Arizona as well, from Vanessa. Take a listen.
The way I live intentionally each day for my health is I apply the second commandment to my life. I live, love yourself as you love your neighbor. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you don't feel good about yourself. And how can you feel good about anybody else if you're not feeling good about who you are? I exercise 4 times a week. I have 4 children, and I feel much better today than I did when I was in my 20s. I eat pretty much what I want, but I cut out things like soda. I don't drink soda at all. I don't eat candy, and I try to avoid fast food at all costs, unless it's a special night, we'll do pizza or something like that, but that's about it.
Well, you're doing good, but you're no fun. Seriously, though, intentional living does impact that area. You know, the body is the temple of the living God. And we ought to take as good a care of as we can. And I have to admit, of all the areas, you know, we talk about finance and marriage, and I'm working in all those areas. But the body thing is one thing that's been troubling ever since I was a kid. I guess we just learning to be intentional, taking care of those things. All right. I think we have time. If we get Cheryl, I think, is going to share with us from Arizona. Just before she does, though, I want to just say another thank you to those of you who are praying for us and supporting the ministry of intentional living. We're 100% listener supported. We're seeing people give their life to Jesus Christ. Nothing better. That's the most intentional thing. Listen, that's it. For by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, lest anyone should boast. I don't care how intentional you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't know how successful you are. You're not going to be successful enough to get into heaven. Neither am I, any of us. It's a matter of God's intentional love and faith that we have in him and his grace. And that's the most intentional thing you and I can do. But the next verse goes on to say, but you're a masterpiece that we've been made to live our lives intentionally for him every day. And that's our message. All right, Cheryl, I think you'll be last. What's your one thing?
To make sure that I attend and participate in Celebrate Recovery meetings. Mm.
Have you been in the past and been erratic and going?
Well, what happened is I had an incident in October, suicidal.
Mm.
And I've been sober since then, and I've tried the other alternatives. I've tried the AA. I've tried the Dharma recovery. But for me, I'm trying to find recovery through biblical teachings.
Good, good.
So to find Christ in my life again. I grew up in a cultic religion, accepted Christ, and then my husband passed,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't gone to church for 6 years.
Wow.
So it's like something's missing. And yeah. I started attending church and I'm starting to read more. And I listen to you all the time, and it's intentional living, and it's time for me to apply it in my life.
Yeah. And let me remind you too, getting involved in church, very positive. Being around other believers, very positive. Getting to God's word, very positive. Let me add, though, as well, make sure you're getting some real professional help for yourself. Biblical help, Christian help, counselor, psychologist that can come into your life and encourage you and walk with you through this challenge that you faced. And, of course, I talked to her some time ago. That was from, a previous October last year or so. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We got to run. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for your prayers and your support. I'll be back next time. Thank you, Jennifer and Stephen and our entire team here. This is Intentional Living, and it is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.